This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com.
Connection, I just can't make no connection. All I want to do is to get back to you.
This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. Do you know how sometimes people are described as connectors, where they like to make connections between people, they like to introduce people at parties or gatherings, making sure that you meet this person who in turn will introduce you to somebody else who might give you a job somewhere, who might give you a radio show somewhere, etc., etc. Well, I want to explore the idea of connections on this episode, the connections between pieces of music that are connected either deliberately or perhaps coincidentally, connections between performers who share a close connection with a particular composer, or else explore how strikingly similar gestures turn up in the most different kinds of compositions imaginable. Are you familiar with the Gollywog's Cakewalk from Debussy's suite, The Children's Corner? This piece makes a few nods to ragtime, and it also quotes Wagner's prelude to Tristan und Isolde at a certain point. We're going to hear this piece of music first, and we will hear it with pianist Pascal Roger.
Thank you.
pianist Pascal Roget performing the Gollywog's Cakewalk by Claude Debussy. The composer George Crumb pays tribute to the Gollywog's Cakewalk, as well as a bunch of other pieces in a movement from his own piano suite, Ein kleine Mitternacht Music, a little midnight music. Let's listen to it played by Emanuele Arciulli. Pianist Emanuele Arciulli playing a movement from George Crumb's piano suite, Eine kleine Mitternacht Music, a little midnight music. This movement takes its cue from Debussy's Gollywog's Cakewalk, but you hear, of course, Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, on which most of this suite is based, and you also hear a little Richard Strauss. The music is great fun. Now, here is a movement from another contemporary piano suite, and this music pays tribute to the Gollywog's Cakewalk in darker, denser colors than George Crumb's, I think, and with equally grim humor. The suite is called Cakewalking... Sorry, Claude... And this movement is called Gollywog Agonistes. The composer is Daniel Felsenfeld, and the pianist is Kathleen Supovi.
Thank you.
Music by Daniel Felsenfeld, Gollywog Agonistes, from his piano suite entitled Cakewalking, Sorry Claude, with pianist Kathleen Sapovi from her digital Debussy project, which includes new works by contemporary composers inspired by Debussy. Kathy Sapovi and I go back many, many years. We've done many rewarding two-piano collaborations together, and we've worked together in contemporary music contexts, and we both happen to have had pieces written for us and dedicated to us individually by the composer Alvin Curran in his extended cycle of piano pieces called Inner Cities. He wrote Inner Cities number 5 for Kathy, and he wrote Inner Cities 6 and 7 for me. For the late choreographer Tricia Brown, Alvin Curran wrote Inner Cities 7.5, which has a wistful yet ironic quality to it that somewhat evokes Eric Satie. Yet Alvin Curran's own singular voice wins out, of course. Let's listen. Music by Alvin Curran, Inner Cities number 7.5, dedicated to the late choreographer Tricia Brown, and that was performed by Don Vondeval, who has recorded the full cycle of Inner Cities up to number 11. I think Inner Cities 12, 13, and 14 were composed after these recordings were made. I'm not sure if he recorded the others since then, but Alvin Curran was a great friend and former student of Elliot Carter. And I want to play a short Elliot Carter piano piece called Retrouvé. It was composed in 2000 when Carter was a mere 91 years old. He would go on composing up through the age of 103. We're going to hear two performances of Retrouvé by Carter, featuring two of Carter's close friends and associates. First, the pianist Charles Rosen. Pianist Charles Rosen playing Elliot Carter's Retrouvé, a short composition from the year 2000. Now let's hear the same music, but performed now by another close friend and associate of Elliot Carter, pianist Ursula Oppens. Music by Elliot Carter, his short piano piece Retrouvé from the year 2000, performed by Ursula Oppens. Before that, we heard it performed by Charles Rosen, and it's hard to say. I like both performances equally, although maybe Ursula's is just a little more precise and rhythmically incisive, while Charles Rosen is a little more expansive and he taps into a lyrical underside of the music. I don't know. I don't really want to play critic, but I think it's kind of interesting to hear them back to back. While we're on the subject of short pieces, I've been getting into Beethoven's bagatelles lately, and from his bagatelles opus 33, I like the third piece and that extreme key change near the beginning, and I also like the fifth bagatelle from this set. It's full of uninhibited virtuosity and imagination. We're going to hear these two pieces performed back-to-back by Sviatoslav Richter.
Thank you.
third and fifth bagatelles from Beethoven's Bagatelles Opus 33, performed by Sviatoslav Richter. These are studio recordings from 1959, originally issued on the Russian Melodia label. The styles of Beethoven and Elliot Carter, I think, are intensely linear in orientation, and the same holds true for the French composer Gabriel Fauré, where there's far more going on beneath the pretty surface than you think, particularly in his later nocturnes. His Nocturne No. 6 in D-flat, I think, is one of his greatest works, and I will never forget the late Michel Bloch performing this nocturne in concert. And fortunately, he made an equally beautiful recording of the Fauré Nocturne No. 6. Let's hear it now. Thank you. Music of Gabriel Fauré, his Nocturne No. 6 in D-flat major, with pianist Michel Bloch. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This is a program all about connections. In addition to Fauré, another composer with a strong linear sensibility was Ferruccio Busoni, although he was a very different kind of creative mind. He basically liked to take pre-existing music by other composers and then completely transform it or metamorphize it into his own image. His sixth sonatina is subtitled Chamber Fantasy on Carmen, where Busoni takes themes from Bizet's opera Carmen, and he mixes and matches them, adding new harmonies and contrapuntal textures as he sees fit. My favorite recording of this piece is still the 1929 recording made by Busoni's pupil Michael von Zadora. Let's hear Busoni's Sonatina No. 6, the Carmen Fantasy. Thank you. the Sonatina number 6 of Busoni, called the Chamber Fantasy on themes from Bizet's Carmen. We heard one of Busoni's pupils at the piano, Michael von Zadora, in a recording dating from 1929. Our final selection is a piano sonata, the second piano sonata, in fact, by the British composer Michael Tippett. It was composed in 1962, and it's a work in one continuous movement, although I should say that the music's fragmented and confrontational nature sometimes does not seem continuous, but rather like a mosaic. Yet, I feel that the music really moves and holds your attention. It certainly holds my attention, especially in this performance by a pianist who worked very closely with Michael Tippett. This is the pianist Paul Crossley. Thank you. Music by Michael Tippett, his Piano Sonata No. 2, composed in 1962, performed by Paul Crossley. That is from his recording on the CRD label. This is Jed Distler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and thank you so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.